Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is up, Saturday Nation? Let's get after it. It's a new week, a brand new opportunity. Recording dateline, September 18, 2018. Fired up, man. I'm pretty jacked up and off the grid for a little bit, at least off the podcasting grid, never off the Saturday grid. I've been creating a lot of content, spending a lot of time on Instagram, Facebook. Yes, we got a new Facebook ads course that's launching. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Don't need to join it. I'm not here to sell you. Oh, my God, a salesman. What? Shut the doors, lock the windows, batten down the hatchets, man. This guy's going to try to sell me something. All right, let's get into it. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday podcast, where we empower, inspire, motivate you to go after your Saturday, whatever that looks like. If that's a job, if you're one of the two out of the 10 people in the U.S., for example, I know we have people listening in over 100 countries. Shout out to everybody. Thank you. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for listening for so long. If you're one of the 20% in the U.S. who actually love your job and you're tuning into this show, God bless you, man. God, but we need more of you. If you're in the majority and you hate the job and you're actually afraid of losing a job that you hate, you know that's insane, right? Like, you know that's freaking insane. You know you get one life. You could go to the doctor next month, get diagnosed with 90 days to live, and you're sitting here worried about a job, losing a job that you absolutely hate. Trust me, I've been around those guys my entire life, and women, yes, the women out there who are not doing what it is that they absolutely love to do because for whatever reason they feel, I do know. I mean, I've coached enough men and women over the last 15 years to know it's a self-esteem issue. It's a fear issue. It's a I'm not worthy enough issue. It's a knowledge issue. You know what it really is? It's an action issue. It's a priority issue. You know, it's prioritizing that movement that you want to launch and doing it right now without having all the answers to that. You're never going to have all the answers to it. You know, it's funny. As I was talking about last week, and I got a lot of messages from you. Hey, when are you launching your course? You know there's people who know more about Facebook ads than I do, right? And you know I couldn't give two craps about it, right? Like, you know that. You know those two things can be true at the same time. I don't know all there is to know about Facebook ads, yet I'm earning income on Facebook and Instagram, and I don't care about someone else knowing more than I do. And nor did I ever care about. So there's always going to be somebody who knows more than you do. And that's great. Like, that should inspire you that you haven't learned all there is to learn about whatever topic you're teaching or speaking or whatever there is to talk about. Yet here's the rub. And this is so crazy. And I don't know. Maybe it's because what I've been through over the last 4 years with our daughter, I just don't care anymore. I just do stuff and I'm not interested in somebody else's opinion. I'm interested in clients, working with people and hanging around individuals who actually want to launch a movement. That's really where I'm so focused in on. I'm not really interested in excuses anymore because I see somebody post on the internet, on Facebook, for example, oh, my allergies are kicking in. Oh, I got a cold. And I'm like, oh, my God, I would have loved to have had a cold 3 years ago and complained about it and gave a crap and had anybody actually care. Instead, we're up suctioning all throughout the night, not sleeping for months at a time, weeks at a time, you know, at each other's throats, just trying to raise a kid, hoping she'll live, praying she'll make it to the next day. And I see somebody complain about a cold. Like, dude, please, out of my mentions right now. All right, off my page right now. And so when I see people think around a lot, leaders or readers, right? Or readers or leaders? Which one is it? Is it leaders or readers? I think so. I see a lot of corporate guys posting it. Leaders or readers? Leaders or readers? And then you see a lot of people on the internet. Leaders or readers? Knowledge is power. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I bet, you know, you could recite a dictionary, which is really cool, man. Congrats. High five. Boop. Virtual high five to you. Fist bump. Boom. Raise it up. Okay, cool. You're not doing anything with that knowledge, though, which really sucks, you know, which really means that readers are losers. Okay, can we get real? Uh-oh, drop the bomb. Crowley's dropping bombs. Yeah, man, if you're not doing anything with that knowledge, like you're not actually doing anything. Here I am watching YouTube videos for a month launch a course on how to drive traffic through Facebook ads. Did I promise you would be a millionaire in a month? No. Do I promise you'll explode your business and you'll be on your way to Saturday and you will have new leads coming into your brand new funnel right away? Yeah. I can make that promise because I just did it. All right, with a Facebook page that was dormant, got 3,000 fans in a week, jacked it up. These are brand new, and I'll teach you how to do all that. And on Instagram, follow me there. You see now I have over 3,000 followers, and these aren't just fake followers. It's engagement, man. Look at my feed. Just look at the feed. Everyone's engaging, and you can't even see what's going on inside my DMs. What's going on inside your DMs? Anybody sending you a direct message on Instagram interested in your product, your training, your coaching? Are you even sending them there? Do you even know it exists? Are you even on Instagram? Or are you out there posting photos about Trump or Hillary or the politics and all this crap that nobody cares about except for you and your echo chamber? Whenever I get upset or fired up, I start singing. It's an echo chamber out there, man. Trump's echo chamber, Hillary's echo chamber. Republican echo chamber, Democrat echo chamber. You ain't changing one person's mind with your silly politics. And your view, I have views. Of course I got views. Give me a glass of Merlot in my Twitter feed. And I'll show you my views. But let's get back at it. When are you going to launch that movement, right? It's like, oh, I'm around people all the time. Oh, yeah, let me tell you what I know about just fill in the blank. Oh, wow, man, that's some great knowledge. You monetizing that? Crickets. That awkward, oh, great, how are you monetizing that? Because I'll be the one that says that, you know. Oh, well, I got a web guy that's designing a pay. Oh, a web guy. Woo, you got yourself a web guy. Never heard of that before. I got a web guy. I love it, man. It's like when you're 14, 15 years old. Yeah, man, I got an older brother that can beat your older brother up. You know, it's like, yeah, I got a web guy. It's like when somebody says, I got a web guy, we're all supposed to just stop. Oh, wow. Web guy. It's awesome. So you've never heard of ClickFunnels. What? So you actually never heard of lead pages, right? For $37 a month, you don't even need a web guy. Just drag and drop, create a funnel in like 6 minutes. You don't even need a web. And so I'll be the guy that says, whoa, web guy. So how you monetizing that message? Well, I've got a guy, I'm going to write a book. Oh, you're going to write a book? Whoa. I'll be dipped in peanuts and rolled all around, man. Are you kidding me? Whoa, a book? I had never heard that before. Yeah, I'm going to be an author. And I got a friend who knows how to get you on the New York Times bestseller list. Oh, my God. Do I have a pulse? Two fingers up to my carotid artery feeling for a pulse. Oh, my God, dude. I've never heard that before. You're going to be an author and a bestseller? Yeah. So I'm going to start writing my book next month. I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. Well, while you're doing that, do you mind if I launch a course in between there about something I just learned about watching YouTube videos a month ago? Do you mind if I do that? Or you be all right with that? Oh, yeah. I mean, you know. Yeah, see, I didn't write a book about it or anything like that. Matter of fact, I've only written three, you know, so I don't really even know what I'm doing when it comes to writing books. But I know what I talk about when it comes to monetizing a message and launching a movement. And here's what I'd recommend. Now, look, I know leaders are readers. I know knowledge is power. I don't see the word action anywhere in there. But let me just help you out. I mean, I know all that. Okay, so information is just, oh. And especially when you keep it to yourself, it's pure gold, man. Like those conversations you have with yourself in the shower and the bathroom and when you're on a walk and a jog. And you're your biggest fan. I guarantee it, man. Whoop. Once again, fist bump to you for having all that knowledge. But without doing anything with that, I'm just spitballing here, but I'm guessing you're going to be broke and still broke, all right, for a long, long time. And I'm just kind of spitballing here. I don't really know a lot about you, but I'm guessing at the cocktail parties 8 years from now, you're going to be having that same conversation. You know what's funny? It's 2018, right? Last time I checked the count, let me just check it. Yep, 2018. 10 freaking years ago, I saw, and I am not lying, Okay, most of the stories I tell you are true. I saw the same people on Facebook talking about something they were going to do. I promise you. I mean, I am not, and I'm not going to call them out by name. It's just not how I roll, man. But oh my God, I've got the screenshot in my mind, and I can go back 10 years ago. These same people were talking up such a game that they were going to do something. And you know, 10 years later, it's the same. They live in the same kind of a house, maybe not the same neighborhood, the same kind of house. They got the same kind of money problems. They got the same kind of relationship problems. They got the same stuff hovering around. Nothing's changed except they know a lot more. They got all that information, man. You want to know about a chatbot? Holy cow, sit down and let me pour you a drink. I'll tell you all about it. Yet they do nothing. Do nothing, okay? So this is what you really need to do. Get off your rusty duff and launch a movement. How do you launch a movement? Do something. Write a blog post and then tell people about it. Oh, my God, I can't. Write a Facebook post on your business page, not your personal page, and do not boost that post because friends don't let friends boost posts. It's the dumbest thing ever. And differently, get into your business manager account inside of Facebook. If you don't know how to do it, just type into Google business manager. It's a separate way to set up your Facebook page and manage it. And then create an ad around that post and then drive traffic, targeted traffic to that post, okay? These are just simple little things that people do when they want to actually, when they're serious, get a ClickFunnels account, get a LeadPages account, get a Thrive Themes account that goes to WordPress. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, get on YouTube, man. I mean, are you kidding me? It's like looking around. You know all of this information is out there for you to learn, and you know that all you need to do, like you could start right now. I'm recording this podcast. I didn't look. It's probably like 8 a.m. Well, let me check the Everyday Saturday cell phone. It's 8:12 a.m. I'm recording the show on a Tuesday morning, September 18th, 8:12 a.m. If you start, let's say it was 8:15 in the morning and you're listening to it. Hell, let's just say it's noon. All right, let's give you 4 hours to figure it out. At 12 noon, and you turned off your phone, shut down social media, and you went to work, you could have your funnel built, launched, and ready to go by 5 o'clock in the afternoon without knowing anything, anything, okay? But you got to want to do something with the information that you know. Everybody is a information expert, yet very few people do anything with that. It's why I'm here. It's just why I'm here. It's why I've been creating podcasts since 2005, is to challenge people to stop putting hashtags out there. Hashtag go for it. Hashtag YOLO. Hashtag this is my subject that I know everything about, but I'm not doing a damn thing because I'm stuck and I'm not going to do anything with it. Hashtag look at the previous hashtag. Okay, I mean, it's just crazy, man. There's a 16-year-old kid right now who's going to launch a movement, and he's going to be a millionaire in the next 6 months, only because he did something with it. Funny thing about kids, man, they'll when they do put their mind to something, they don't care about what they know. They just go out there and do stuff with it. They kind of tinker around. There's this kid, and I'm drawing a blank, motivational speaker, 16 years old. He's blowing it up on social media. He's got photos with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sly Stallone, speaking at all these business luncheons. 16 years old. And you have the audacity to say you don't know how to do it? How about take advice from that kid, man? How about just take advice from this podcast? Put your head down. Do something with it. I'd love to work with you. Would love it. Would absolutely be my honor to help you launch your movement. If we have not worked together, you haven't set up your power call, go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. Everydayissaturday.com. All right? And just answer a couple questions. Let's see if we're a good fit. And if we're not, we're not. You know, be real honest with you. We don't work with everybody, but we'd love to work with people that want to build a movement. Can you at least do that? And the Facebook ads course, if you're on my email list, you'll be notified about it. So make sure you're there. Just go to everydayissaturday.com, put your name and email in. Or even at that /I can do that. That's going to get you on the notification list. But one way or another, man, don't keep this information to yourself. You've got what you need to get rocking and rolling. The biggest thing standing between you and doing it is that little silly voice in your mind. It questions who you are and why you're doing it and who's going to notice and everybody's watching. Nobody's watching, man. Nobody's watching. Trust me, you're going to go to your grave thinking everybody was talking about you. You're going to look back and like, nobody even cared. Like, nobody was even paying attention. I'll be damned. I carried that weight with me my whole life and look back on my deathbed and nobody even was watching me. Huh. Ain't that a stitch. So let's get after it. All right, let's do it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.